Good morning. Revelation 8:8-9. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Is it too much to hope that our production might do what all else has failed to do? Convince people of all faiths that we have in Moses a universal prophet, and in the Ten Commandments a universal law of brotherhood. It was the producer of the Ten Commandments, the oldie, with Charlton Heston playing Moses, namely Cecil DeMille, who thus declared his creed, continuing, "Liberty is through the law." So Jesus Christ is not the only name under heaven by which we must be saved, but a failure. Sadly, this heresy is promoted by many. But leaving out the sustenance of life is always deadly. So give Christ a preeminent part in every aspect of your life. The second trumpet warns that a burning mountain is thrown into the sea. A mountain is a biblical symbol for a religion. The sea represents the churning masses of the peoples of this world. So here the trumpet blast warns of religions that bring the fire of judgment, changing the water of life to the blood of death. Judaism is a sad example of this. It was meant to be a blessing to all people through Abram's seed, Christ. But when he came to his own did not receive him. Most Jews today do not believe that a personal Messiah ever came or ever will come. Rather, as Cecil DeMille put it, it is how the world follows the commandments that will determine whether tomorrow's children will die in bondage or live in liberty under the law. They're spreading the appealing heresy that leading a good life will save you and the world. A mountain of burning fire, changing the water of life to the blood of death. Listen to 2 Corinthians 10. The Jews have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. There can be no liberty through the law, Galatians 3. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Moses himself foretold Jesus and built his work and life not on the law, but on the promised grace and mercy through the sacrifice of the innocent Lamb of God. And so the Father spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." Yet it's natural also for our flesh to take for granted what we have, to grow lukewarm in our zeal thus for Christ, and so gradually leave Christ out of aspects of our lives. How many aspects of your life do you leave Christ out of? You may have thought, well, there's no need to take him into the game or along on our date. Or dealing with that ornery roommate. Or perhaps you've just thought so much on some earthly pleasure that you weren't thinking about Jesus, and so leaving him out. And yet without Jesus, all is death. Yes, we all need to hear the Ten Commandments. With such thunder blasts of Mount Sinai that we despair of ever being saved by our own goodness, that we flee this poison of Satan, that you can merit your liberty, leaving out the sustenance of life is always deadly. So give Christ the preeminent part in every aspect of your life. He alone is the bread of life, the water of life. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses you from all your sin. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hymn 355.